go back into regular session.
So move.
Take your word.
You can't actually make the decision in executive session. We've had that discussion.
Leave the door open if you want.
Okay.
About discussions on the elevator, the priority switch, about, you know, who's taking care of lining all this stuff up, and just a general discussion overall on that. Yeah, who's paying for it? A lot of the courtroom security money has kind of been appropriated in places, and now we're running out of money to appropriate for projects that are coming up.
So here's what our issue is, Dean.
Okay.
We kind of got left in the cold here because we were kind of left surprising about what was going on with the elevator. I think we were told, don't get me wrong, but we're not in here on a constant basis. So it got kind of left of what's going on and what's been allocated. And we've already allocated what we thought the rest of the courtroom security money for fixing the two doors. So our issue will be is that whether it was on this board or not, we don't know who's going to end up paying for that elevator if we don't get the doors covered. So that's our issue.
Yeah. Well, currently the way the elevator works, if you use the switch with the key, is it continues to run a cycle. And so with it being able to do that, you're not able to shut the elevator off. So it runs a cycle through before you can get it stopped. Are you following what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the way they wanted to wire that was to totally override it, and it stops where it's at, so that you don't have people jumping on another floor and then coming down and boom, they're right there on top of you. And I don't remember what the bid was, but the original bid was outrageous. And I don't know if Steve recalls what the price was.
My thought was it was around $6,000. For the switch.
$6,000.
To rewire it. But that is...
Well, there was another figure that was floating around, and it was tens of thousands.
It was for some other totally different, you know, part of it, but he could do it the way he's doing it with the wiring. But that's what yours, remember that day was six, I believe.
Okay. And so nobody has any money to cover the $6,000 or even a portion of it, or?
Go ahead, Tracy. Let me tell you what I think I heard Steve say earlier, and so correct me if I'm wrong, that in the course of that discussion, somewhere he became of the opinion that you knew where the money for that was going to come from.
Well, my understanding from the judges, it was coming out of court security money.
I see.
Is my understanding is where that was coming from.
Yeah.
So is the $6,000 figure pretty hard? Is that pretty concrete?
I expect it to be more where he run into the issues of this, like I said earlier, that the type of elevator and what he's had to do, he has performed quite a bit. I mean, but he's also not charged us for stuff that he's done here. So hopefully, if he's done Tuesday night, I mean...
And all of that would properly be classified as courtroom security sort of work?
Yes.
Everything that he's doing?
Mm-hmm. Job, yes.
So it should qualify for the money. For the courtroom security money, whatever he's doing, whatever that number is. So what we need to do is decide, and we've already incurred this expense, right? Or we're in the process of incurring it.
No. You haven't, no, but you're probably, I would say 75-80% done with the job that he finally, like I said, when I talked to him this morning, said he would be over here Tuesday, hopefully finish it Tuesday night.
Right.
If not, I would let him in Wednesday and we would get it done. So it was a, because I said it's got to be done.
Okay, so we're still talking about 6,000 plus something.
Possible.
Probably.
Now, Steve, the work is being done on the elevator now as service work, right?
Maintenance service work.
The wiring for our switch to stop for what we wanted when we started on it 2 years ago.
So then it would fall under the court security.
Yes, because I have had him, when we've had other issues with the elevator, I've told him that it's got to come from, it's got to be spread out and taken from my budget for maintenance. So when he's working on the switch, it's all coming up, it's all at the same time.
At this point, it would be virtually impossible to stop that program, right? I mean, it would be foolish to, at this point, for having invested what we've invested. This project has to be done, is that true?
This project has to be done also the way I am understanding from the judge, from Park System.
Okay, we have a disconnect here, pretty big. And that's our problem that we're having. That has to be the first one, that courtroom security meeting that I've missed. I haven't heard about this elevator at all.
Well, that was probably maybe a year ago when that was brought up on the court security. But there's been other bids that come in on it that were wild. I mean, it was like, and I'm thinking the number 37,000. And I said, absolutely not. That's outrageous to do all this for that particular job.
And while I understand that, Dean, the disconnect ended up on this board. We didn't see a $37,000 bid. So I think what the issue is here is we're left going, what are you talking about?
Right.
And I think what needs to happen, if you're going to have a bid on a courtroom item, we need to have some clue here, and not necessarily a judge telling you what you're going to do here when we're left going, we're going to end up with one of these puppies. And we're going to end up with looking at one of these and going, where the heck's the money coming from? So I think we just need an information.
Yeah, and I guess I'm at a loss here because I kind of turned this elevator deal over to Steve as it falls under maintenance. I know it's a security issue, but it is a maintenance issue also. And they're including the service work and then this other wiring for the switch, you know. So okay. I don't know. I think 6,000 is probably in a more reasonable ballpark to shut that elevator down. So when you flip that switch, it's shut down and it's not doing another run cycle for the doors to pop open and somebody to be standing there.
I don't think we have an issue with what the necessity of it. I don't think we have an issue.
Okay.
Or the value of the project.
Yeah, we don't have an issue with that.
Tracy.
So here's what we need. I mean, we've got to, somewhere between Steve's work and your work, we need to coordinate that. And that information needs to come to us so that we have some handle on it. But what we need to do immediately is get a handle on what this expense is going to be, and then what our other projects are that we think we need to, that we were sort of our wish list for the other expenditures out of that home courtroom security money, so that we don't over appropriate that pool of funds. So I mean, that's speaking for myself. It's not a commission decision, that's just what I think. So we get our, as soon as we figure out what this money is, what's our wish list? What else do we have
that
we
want to do?
The two doors.
And what kind of money are we talking about there?
$45,000.
And how much money is in the account for?
$45,000.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's never showed up. It was $11,000. He has never come back. He's never showed up to give me it.
But we asked that would happen. Because we looked and you said, and there was a thought of that amount of money. We asked that the front one be done too.
Yeah.
We certainly did.
Yes, I believe, but we have no way of knowing what the front cost. Because
but we asked that we would get a price of what the front would be.
And I'm saying he hasn't showed up.
So we're not obligated on that project.
We're not obligated on anything. That was our thought that we would do that, and that was what we would spend the money on.
So now we need to decide which of the two projects we want.
Correct.
Well, we need to get the door guy. The door guy needs to come back so we figure out what the front door is going to cost us too, so we can do both at the same time. Because that was, remember our discussion was, is why do one door then have them come back and do the other? If they're here, do them both if we can afford it.
Right, and the question was that if we would find out if it was eligible for the courtroom security money.
Mm-hmm. So, and that guy just hasn't got back to the tape yet.
I've tried getting hold of him.
Okay.
Even this morning.
Corey, you're dealing with?
Yeah, he's good.
You had any questions?
He answered that. I just I couldn't remember that exact number of that quote, and I knew that there was some ambiguity left in it. And so I guess from my perspective, I think we better go ahead and move forward with this elevator deal, and we'll revisit the door. You know, if we need to look at tabling that, or if we decide that it's a priority, and you know, go look at some funds out of one of our other accounts to finish that up if we need to.
Sounds good.
Thank you. I think what the board really needs, we need to keep the communication going good between this project stuff that the courtroom, that the judges are saying we need to be done, that we aren't in some of this stuff, we aren't getting included in the loop on.
Well, and I'll apologize profusely for that because I didn't even realize there was a meeting. I don't know what happened there or anything. So I'll apologize because usually I would be there and I would say, whoa, just hold on your horses for a moment.
See, I missed that one yesterday too.
So, but I'll have that conversation again with the judges and we'll be a conversation of reminding you who gets to sign the back of it.
Who's the key judge these days?
Now it's Castano.
Castano. Okay.
Which could have been part of the issue too. I mean, he's replacing and not understanding. Because a lot of times he wasn't on the phone either. Sometimes he was, sometimes he was there.
Okay.
Any motions, Chairman?
No. We're probably good. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Well, thanks for coming for coming over. Yep. 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 Thank you. Appreciate that. Cheers, Steve.
Thank you.
All right.
I think all the judges were retained.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, is there any public comment?
I have one other thing. I would like to move to approve voucher 67018 to Hurricane Services. Hurricane Services.
To approve it?
Yeah.
So we can deny it. So it'll be second.
Okay.
And now that's the one for
snow removal.
Last budget year.
The negative motion one.
Yeah, so he's going to prove it. We're going
to... I'm so crafty. You are so
crafty. I'm like, did you what? I'm still confused by that.
Okay. We have a motion properly seconded to pay voucher 67018 to Hurricane Services.
I'll second that.
You're too late.
Oh, somebody seconded it. Okay.
There's a discussion on it. All in favor?
We wanted any discussion in the record? I'll put a little... editorial in there.
Yeah,
I think we should not vote for this because it's in the last budget year. It wasn't submitted timely.
Discussion.
I would ask Commissioner Martin what then, how you see making it right with Hurricane Services, or are they just out of luck?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a process. They could appeal if they wanted to.
Appeal if they wanted to, and we could make that determination. Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
But we'd have to open up the budget. I don't know if you
want to
do that.
All right. Is there any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Oh, no.
No.
Well, that's only two, so
it's only two.
Still okay.
Who did it?
It's clear by the
Good God.
I'll vacate the floor and vote.
All those opposed, say nay.
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 Jeez. It's a squeaker.
OMG.
Okay. Is there anything else needs to come before this board before adjournment? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned. Okay.